Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you today on the broadcast. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming disobedience in your life. If we disobey, we are refusing to obey God's Word, or we are failing to obey. There are sins of commission, and there are sins of omission. That's the person who knows what to do, but he doesn't do it. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. That's one who fails to obey what God tells him to do. Disobedience is also not carrying out an order from God. Not carrying out an order from God. We've got to do what God's Word says. And so obedience is choosing to obey. Obedience is doing what is ordered and carrying out the Word of God in our life. We've seen in Joshua 5:6, but because they did not obey the Word of God, they did not enter into the land that God had given them. We won't enter into our promised land. In Judges 6, we've seen that because they wouldn't obey, they went into bondage. And many have gone into bondage because of disobedience, because they've given place to the devil. In 1 Kings 9, they were cut off from the blessings because of their disobedience. Job 36 says, if you'll obey, then you will have prosperity and pleasure in life. But if you're disobedient, then you will perish. You see, there's a price to pay. If you obey, God will bless you. But if you disobey, look out. The devil has place, and destruction will come your way. In Romans 5, disobedience, which is sin, looses the law of sin and death to work in your life. If you're obedient, then it brings into operation the grace of God through the righteousness of God, producing the life of God in you. If we walk in the world or the lust of the flesh, that's the way of disobedience. What the children of disobedience walk in, it will bring destruction. If we begin in the Spirit, but then we draw back into the flesh and quit obeying the truth, then we're going to be right back into bondage in our life. In Titus 1, we saw those that said, oh, they know God, but they denied Him in works. They really don't know God. If you deny Him in works, you're just acting like you know God. You think you know Him, but you don't know Him unless you're going to walk in His ways. If you really know God, you'll be having the corresponding actions of doing what He says. And if they deny Him in works, it says they were abominable, they were disobedient, and they were not walking in His ways. And what happened for those that obey not the gospel? Vengeance came against them. There's a just recompense of reward for everything that we do in life. Whatever we sow, we're going to reap. And judgment has come to the house of God. What's the judge? The Word of God. If you obey, then it's going to produce victory. If you disobey, then destruction will come because of giving place to the enemy. In Romans chapter 6, verse 12, it talks about not letting sin reign or be reign and control you in areas of your life. Praise God, we have been redeemed, and we don't have to let sin reign in us anymore in our mortal body, that we should obey it in the lust thereof. The Bible says now that we can yield ourselves unto the Lord. In fact, it says, know ye not that to whom, that's the devil or God, whichever you're yielding to whom you yield yourself, servants, to obey, then those are the one you're serving. And you're serving that, and you actually are a servant of that particular person, whether you're serving the devil through sin unto destruction and the law of sin and death, or serving God through obedience unto righteousness, which produces holiness in your life. Praise God. Then we saw in Romans 7, where the guy wanted to serve God after the inward man, but he had this law working in his members that was trying to bring him into captivity to the law of sin that was operative in his members, which is in the flesh. If you walk after the flesh, that's walking independently of God's Word, walking after your own ways. It says with the mind, we're going to serve the law of God, but with the flesh, we're going to serve the law of sin. It is very important that you choose to serve God's ways, God's Word, and you ought to do that after your mind choosing to obey the Word of God, whether you feel like it or not. That's why if you're walking after your feelings, you're in disobedience. You've got to turn and quit walking after your feelings or what things look like and seem in the realm of the natural. You've got to walk after the Word in the realm of the Spirit, obeying the Word from your mind. Now, Jesus was humble. He humbled himself and became obedient. Humility precedes obedience. Pride causes a person to be disobedient because they want to walk in their own ways. Turn away from that and humble yourself and be obedient to God. Also, we've got to put the Word of God first place over what anything that a man would ever say. Peter said we ought to obey God instead of man. You obey God's Word over man's Word at any time. Hebrews 13:17, we saw the scripture where we're supposed to obey those that have the rule over us. The pastors who are in line with the Word, of course, and that you never submit to anything that's contrary to the Word. Doesn't matter who it said, who says it. You always obey the Word, but you also got to learn to submit to those that have the rule and authority over you, that are giving you the Word. Receive that Word. Receive what God's ministering through that man of God so that it can bring life to you. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, Ephesians 6:1. Then it talks about if we are employees, we are to obey our employer and do our work unto the Lord. Praise God. Now that scripture in 2 Corinthians 10, which we looked at in the last broadcast, we want to look at that again. It's very important for you to understand verse 5 and 6. It says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. This is very important. What's the disobedience that's coming against you? The disobedient thoughts, the disobedient things that are coming into your mind to get you to reason about. You must realize that anything that comes into your mind that is not in line with God's Word is going to be disobedience from the devil. You are to be ready to avenge all disobedience. And how are you going to do that? When your obedience is fulfilled. When what obedience? Obedience to what? Obedience to casting down the imaginations or the mental reasonings that exalt themselves or raise themselves in estimation against the knowledge of God. And when you're obedient, to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought. You need to get that in you. Every thought. Quit letting those negative thoughts be in you. You're giving place to the devil. You're not obeying God's Word. Okay, bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ in your life. Philippians 2:12, the Bible says, Beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You know, it's easy to obey God's Word when you're around other believers, but how about when you're on your own? How about when you're not around someone? You need to be doing the Word when you're alone. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling as you're being obedient to Him. Learn to praise the Lord. Learn to pray. Learn to speak His Word. Learn to cast out those spirits. Learn to do what the Word says and take those thoughts captive. When you're alone, it's important that you work out your own salvation with fear and trembling as you obey the Word of God. Abraham was called to go into a place where he should receive after an inheritance, and he obeyed and he went forth. Well, we've been given an inheritance in Jesus Christ, and we're going to obtain it by faith. We've got to learn to obey what God's Word says, and then we're going to go and we're going to possess it. You know, if people won't obey the Word of God, you need to stay away from them. In 2 Thessalonians 3:14, if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. You are not to be in fellowship with those that walk in disobedience. What do? You minister the Word to them. You give them the truth. You call them to repentance. You tell them the truth, but don't have company or fellowship with them. Turn away. And then the Holy Spirit will work to convict them of their sins so that they will choose to start obeying God's Word. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and 9, speaking of Jesus, it says, Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Jesus learned obedience by the things that he suffered. You see, when the enemy comes against you and he attacks you in the area of your mind, there's some kind of attack coming against you. You're going to either choose to obey God's Word or you're going to yield to that temptation. He learned obedience through the things that he suffered where the enemy came against him, through people or whatever situation it was. and you're going to do the same. You're going to learn obedience in the midst of the attacks that come against you, in the midst of trials. We're going to find out who you really serve. Are you obeying God? Are you really following Him? Or are you going to fall for the enemy's lies and yield to the devil? You learn obedience through the things that you're going to overcome in your life. Praise God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14, the Bible says, "As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance." We're not supposed to fashion ourselves according to the former lusts. We're supposed to be obedient and turn away from those lusts. If you obey in the Spirit, then you'll walk in the ways of the Lord. Don't obey the lusts of the flesh. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 says this, "Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently." Notice the beginning phrase, "Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit." You will purify your own soul when you obey the truth, meaning that if you disobey the truth, it'll cause an impure effect upon your soul. And when you open up the door in the area of your soul, it'll get to your heart, and you will be in areas of sin. You will not release the power of God, and you will give place to the enemy. God wants you to obey. Obey the truth willingly. When you do it, you will purify your soul. Praise God. In Genesis chapter 22, we saw the fact that because of Abraham's obedience, he got blessed. Remember that the angel, God had told him to go out there and take his son up there. Well, he obeyed. He took his son up to the Mount Moriah there to offer him. And it said the angel of the Lord called out of heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here am I. Lay not thine hand upon the child, neither do thou anything to him. For I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me." And praise God, what did God provide? Of course, He provided the ram there as a burnt offering, which is really a type of Him being provided. Jesus was the sacrifice for us. And after this, the angel called out of heaven and said, "By myself, by sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, because thou hast not withheld thy son, that in blessing I'll bless you, in multiplying I'll multiply the seed as the stars of the heaven, the sand which is upon the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gate of his enemies." Why? Because he obeyed his voice. Blessings will come upon you when you obey the voice of the Lord. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God. As I close.